Joining us this morning for a legislative update, 7th Legislative District State Senator Shelley Short. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Hey, nice to have you. Did you get any snow overnight in Olympia down there? We heard Western Washington was getting hit.
Well, we were. So I live about 14 miles out of Olympia, and we had like pretty close to, I'd say, about 5 inches over the weekend, which around here is a big deal. It's a little icy in Olympia, but there's no snow on the ground.
Okay, all right. And at least you're warm, so there we go. Let's dive in. I know this is a very, very busy session. There's a bill that we should maybe get to the root of a couple of different things. 5181, what can you tell us about that?
Well, this is a bill that would overturn the initiative that actually the legislature passed overwhelmingly last session and was signed into law. And it's dubbed the Parents' Rights Initiative. And when you think of all of the, you know, the things that your kids do at school, from education records to health records to, gosh, was my child injured? Was he or she in a fight? Those kinds of things, you know, essentially the initiative said that you had to notify, parents had access to all of that, and you had to notify them immediately. Now the parent would only have access to education records and really very little information, at least timely, like if your child's taken off campus because they had an injury or something like that. They said 48 hours or practical or whatever is practicable. And I think What I see from this, and by the way, there's an emergency clause on the bill, which that's code for you wouldn't be able to do a referendum. You know, should Washingtonians decide they didn't like the direction the legislature took, they could seek signatures for a referendum. This bill would prohibit that. But look, it just seems like increasingly our public school system is used to really fracture the parent-child relationship, get right in the middle of that relationship. You and I know with our families and when we were kids, you know, sometimes there's hard times with your parents, and parents don't understand their kids and kids don't understand their parents. And I'm not making light of situations that our youth find themselves in, you know, mental health and all of those. But doggone it, you know, family is a support network. You know, it's to help you through those, you know, through those difficult times. And this bill really gets in the middle of it.
Doesn't sound very good.
No, it's going to be on the floor. We are our first voting bills off of the floor will take place this Wednesday. So tomorrow, actually. And this bill will be front and center. We have a number of amendments to roll it back to the initiative. Stay tuned. I think it's going to be quite a big discussion on the Senate floor.
All right. Now, speaking of the initiative process, there's also some things being kicked around in regard to signature gathering. What can you tell us about that?
Well, this is a bill we're going to, and I appreciate you asking that. This is a bill that's going to be heard today in state government. It would put a lot more conditions on signature gatherers. Number one, you couldn't be paid for it. Number two, you would have to guarantee that the information people gave you when they signed those petitions was accurate, or you could face penalties. I mean, to me, the Secretary of State's office already does that. You turn in, you know, signatures. They always say get way more than you need in case things aren't accurate. And to me, this just really puts up significant roadblocks to the initiative, you know, to the signature gathering process. And honestly, if we think about the last year and a half or so, people in the state of Washington have been very successful with the recent initiatives, with the natural gas initiative. And so I really feel like constitutionally, you know, this is a people's right to their legislature. This is kind of a step if they don't like the way the legislature is doing business. So I'm super concerned about this bill. I hope it doesn't get voted out of committee, but I suspect it might.
Was this a reaction to the number of initiatives that were on the ballot this last fall?
I really believe it was. There have been bills like this in the past, probably not quite to the degree this one, but I think you're 100% right on that.
All right. Now, we had the tariff situation with President Donald Trump and those tariffs between Canada and the United States being walked back, and same story with Mexico. Has there been any conversation in Olympia in regard to how these tariffs might affect businesses here in Washington State?
I think certainly we hear things, especially from our farmers and producers, like our fruit orchards and things like that, about the challenges that will present, both in terms of what their prices are and then whether or not they can even sell their product overseas. And so that's been a huge conversation point. I also think just generally the supply chain gets really interrupted, but I think it's one of those things that other countries have got to maybe better understand the United States position and making sure that we're not inferior to other countries. And so I think this is going to, my sense is it's going to pass. I think countries are already, you know, talking to the president. And we'll see, but sure, I think there's going to be local impacts and I am concerned about mm-hmm. that.
Anything noteworthy coming out of the committees that you serve on?
Well, I have a couple of things. First, I've had several bills that are moving nicely through the process. We talked about those last week a lot on just the group of folks that are together trying to make this wolf livestock situation in Northeast and North Central Washington work better. But there's two bills I'd like to highlight in environment and energy. These are not good bills. One would give ecology more authority over think of, you know, the wood stoves you might purchase or your pellet stoves you might purchase. It's dubbed the wood burning bill. And essentially, ecology would say EPA is not doing their job. I think it's code for we want a state certification standard. Can you imagine being a manufacturer and so your product is being sold all over the country and then you have a state that has a different standard, you know, than what's there currently. And I think it's prohibitive when it comes to manufacturing. We know that our stoves are amazing. They continue to make strides in making them even cleaner from an emission standpoint. And this would give them, you know, really broad rule writing authority to ecology. That's something I never support. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I have a couple of amendments that would pull it back. I've been in talk, you know, conversations with the sponsor of the bill and with ecology. It may be voted out of committee this Friday, so stay tuned on that.
Oh, boy. How about budgeting? I know this is always a big push and a heavy lift. We've got big budget shortfalls. Any progress on that front?
Well, what's going on? I had the opportunity to actually sit in on one of those budget meetings where literally they're going line by line in all of the agency budgets. That's the first place that they start. And it was really, really interesting. I sat in on the natural resource agency budget, and I just really appreciated, you know, are these programs doing what they need to? Do we really need to support that agency increase request? And so literally it's line by line, which is a good thing. I'm not sure where it's going to end up right now, but I will tell you those meetings go quite late. They're very long, and frankly, they should be. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, I don't think there's a need to increase taxes. I think there's more work that we need to do, and that work, you know, just for listeners, is very much ongoing, and I support that.
Well, we've heard some of your colleagues in Olympia use the term, we don't have a tax problem or a money problem, we have a spending problem. I don't know whether you echo that, but are you seeing any cuts being made?
Well, it's a little too early to tell about the cuts because right now it's program review. I think there are cuts being made, but look, we have had a spending problem in Olympia. Can you imagine any of our small businesses or our own family saying, oh gosh, we're going to spend more than the money we're taking in? That doesn't work too well, and it certainly doesn't bode well for our businesses and our livelihoods. But yet that's what the state of Washington's been doing. Look, there are always really well-meaning things that the state may want to undertake because we know folks are struggling in the state of Washington. But you still have to look at what can we even afford to do the program and not just the program at the beginning. Can we continue with the program? Are we setting folks up to, you know, the system up to fail because we might not be able to meet those obligations? And I think really those are the conversations that need to be going on right now because there are significant, you know, just the spending of new things that really needs to be reviewed, and I hope it is.
Boy. All right. Maybe we need to get our own Department of Doge here in Washington State.
I think that would be amazing. I would love that. You know, a lot of folks, people who have served here before talk about zero-based budgeting. I know my former Senator Bob Morton many years ago said, you know, if we're doing this, we should start over from the beginning and really have a better understanding whether those programs are doing what they're doing. Are they duplicative? Do we really need them? Were those old programs that really have served their usefulness? And nobody ever wants to do that. So they start with a base budget that says, okay, we got to spend this last year. Mm-hmm. We're going to use that as our base for this year. And it really doesn't allow sometimes to get into what I would consider just kind of the nitty-gritty of whether or not that program is needed.
Yeah, for sure. Anything else we'd like to get out to the community this morning?
Well, just to let folks know, our committee deadlines are coming up. That's for bills to stay alive. They need to be voted out of committees by February 21st. From there, the budget committees really start working full steam. And then a few days from then, we're on the floor full time. So session is progressing. Committees are progressing. It'll be interesting to see what comes to the floor, but we're a month in already.
Wow.
On this session.
It's gone fast, that's for sure.
It has.
Yes.
It has.
All right. Well, we sure appreciate you taking the time to give us a legislative update, Republican floor leader and state senator Shelley Short of the 7th Legislative District. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.